This is Tom Arms with Look Ahead Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 18th of April. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It is the New York primaries on Tuesday, with Donald Trump way ahead of Ted Cruz in his home state and Hillary Clinton way ahead of her rival Bernie Sanders in her adopted state. While New Yorkers are trekking to the polls, U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter will be jetting around the Middle East with trips to both Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Also in the Middle East is French President Francois Hollande, who is in Cairo with Egyptian leader Mohamed El Sisi. The Middle East will be at the top of the agenda when EU foreign ministers meet in Brussels on Monday. They will also discuss the security situation in Libya, the growing number of refugees from North Africa, implementation of the refugee agreement with Turkey, and the situation in Ukraine. An almost identical agenda will be discussed with the foreign ministers of Russia, China, and India, who meet in Moscow next week for their 14th trilateral meeting. Staying in the Middle East, there will be renewed UN-sponsored talks in Kuwait in an attempt to end the civil war in Yemen. There are also hopes for ending the violence in South Sudan as opposition leader Riek Machar plans to return to the country on Monday after a three-year absence. There are several elections planned for next Sunday. Presidential elections are planned in Haiti and Equatorial Guinea, and Serbia will vote for a new parliament. And finally, fancy yourself a top computer hacker? Well, why not try the ultimate test? The Pentagon! Next week, the U.S. Department of Defense is testing its cyber defenses by inviting hackers from around the world to break through the toughest firewall of them all. And that was next week's News Today with information from Zapaday.com. Stay tuned after this message for Look Ahead's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with Look Ahead Radio's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 18th of April. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Next Tuesday is the New York primaries, and the two front runners remain in front. Opinion polls show New Yorker Donald Trump way ahead of nearest rival Ted Cruz, and former New York Senator Hillary Clinton is miles in front of Bernie Sanders. However, election pundit Nate Silver is predicting that Trump will be 75 votes short of the 1,234 delegates required to secure the nomination on the first ballot of the Republican convention in Cleveland. Hillary, on the other hand, is well on target, although there is no opportunity for laurel resting. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter continues his traveling salesman's job next week. This week he's been signing deals with India, and next week it is a $60 billion agreement with Saudi Arabia. The Arab Kingdom is buying 84 new F-14, 72 Black Hawk helicopters, and upgrading their F-15s. There is also talk of an additional $30 billion deal to upgrade the Saudi Navy. Diplomats say that the arms sales are needed to maintain the delicate balance of power between regional superpowers Iran and Saudi Arabia. The two countries are currently fighting a proxy war in Yemen. Next week, Kuwait hosts a UN-sponsored peace talk to end that country's bloody civil war. Next week should also see moves to end the violence in South Sudan. Former Vice President and opposition leader Riek Machar returns to the capital Juba after a three-year civil war, which he has led from exile. He and President Salva Kiir have agreed to divide ministerial appointments between them, a situation which existed before the fighting, and fighting which has claimed thousands of lives and created 2 million refugees. The Middle East will be on the agenda at two separate summits next Monday and Tuesday. The first involves EU foreign ministers, and the second in Moscow is the 14th trilateral foreign ministers meeting between Russia, China, and India. Both groups are concerned about the growing threat of terrorism as a result of instability in the Middle East, North Africa, and Afghanistan. The Europeans will in addition be assessing problems in Ukraine and the implementation of the refugee deal with Turkey and its impact on Turkish-EU relations. Elections next week include the oft-postponed presidential elections in Haiti and the unopposed re-election of Equatorial Guinea's President Teodoro Obiang Nguema Ombasoga. Age 73, he has been in power since a bloody coup in 1979 and is reported by Forbes magazine to have amassed a fortune of $600 million. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you.